And good morning. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Day one of our membership drive here in a minute before 9 o'clock. Stick around at 9:30 on Fight the Empire. Today, host Per Fogering speaks with Loretta Napoleoni about her book, The Islamist Phoenix, Islamic State and the Redrawing of the Middle East. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints features a historic speech by Noam Chomsky at the United Nations speaking against Israeli apartheid. And we hear a short clip from Is the Man Who Is Tall Happy? A new animated documentary about the life and times of Noam Chomsky. At 11 on Between the Covers, Sarah Van Gelder, founder of Yes Magazine, talks about sustainable happiness. Live simply, live well, make a difference. At 11 on Between the Covers, I just read that. And at 11:30, it's Black Book Talk, a monthly program featuring interviews and discussions of works by African American authors. That is all coming up on this whirlwind Thursday morning. Stick around. Teresa Mitchell is up next, hosting Press Watch, the news you're not supposed to know.
Now available, the first episode of the Speciesism podcast with your host, Magenta Rex, navigating the landscape of our sordid human history with care and compassion. You can find it online at kbu.fm/content/thespec. Or by going to the KBOO homepage, clicking on Programs, and scrolling all the way down to the Speciesism Podcast. Yeah.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bread and Ink Cafe, located at 3610 Southeast Hawthorne, serving the community breakfast, lunch, and dinner for more than 30 years. Lunch was provided by Mississippi Pizza Pub, more than 10 years of pizza and salads for the community, along with live music, trivia, karaoke, and bingo. Located on Mississippi Avenue, more info, mississippipizza.com. Dinner was provided by De Nicola's Italian Restaurant, which is family-owned, located at 3520 Southwest Powell. More info, denicolasitaliandining.com.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1996. New smartphone app available for all iPhones and Droids. For more information, you can visit gaypdx.com.
Press Watch, news you're not supposed to know on KBOO Portland. 9:03 already, by golly, on a gloomy, gloomy day. And here we are in Pledge Drive. It's time to call in your pledge. Number to call, 877-500-KBOO, 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266, please join. We have been doing so well in our last several pledge drives, and man, it's it's bracing, I tell you, and it's a good thing because, you know, this is the time for dissenting radio. This is the time for the real information to get out, for the community to be a community, instead of being scattered consumers. Instead of being victims, we join together in so many different ways, and this is one of them. And this is my my chosen way of contributing to the society. So today I want to talk about nuclear obliteration. I've talked about this before. The problem's gotten worse. It's as bad now as it was during Cold War, because we're in a new Cold War. And I'll give you some details on that in just a moment. But as I say, it's time to call in, and I would like to suggest that you get yourself a nice warm, a black KBOO hoodie. They're nice, thick numbers, and they've got a terrific militant-looking design on them. That's for just a $20 a month pledge from you. And of course, we also have the ballots, the billionaires and ballots bandits that you just heard about. An essential book that will help you to understand that, and Greg Palast's website, don't forget that, gregpalast.com, if you want to understand how Republicans stole the most recent election. They most certainly did, and stole is the word. Get the details. Join KBOO, and that book doesn't cost you all that much per month either, and we really need those sustaining pledges, so let's get started on that. But in the meantime, I want to talk about this recent tendency on broadcast and social media to sneer at those who, well, let's say, reject vaccines. And the first thing I want to say about that is much of that is justified. However, I object to the idea that all criticism of vaccine usage comes from ignorance. Now, don't get me wrong. My kid was fully vaccinated. I believe in Mr. Pasteur and his experiments. The idea of immunization is a great one and has saved millions from pestilential deaths. But let's have all the science. You know, if we're going to talk about science, let's have all of it, please. All the science. Including the science of human behavior, which tells us that errors can be made of inattention or especially greed, so that we have seen vaccines preserved with mercury. And we know that corporations that produce mass medical products never, ever make a mistake like, oh, putting too much of one product, let's say mercury, in one batch, don't we? So when you hear that it's scientific, that, and it is, that tiny amounts of thimerosal mercury did not cause autism. Well, that's true. They didn't. Doesn't mean that somebody didn't get a whacking dose and suffer mercury poisoning, which triggered autism. That we don't know, because science, in this case, is very much in the service of the billionaire pharmaceutical industry. So all the science, please. All of it. If we're going to have science, if science, then science. And mistakes have been made. Vaccines were made with monkey and ape liver cells, some of which were possibly contaminated with simian HIV, polio vaccines. Vaccines have been made more recently, which were talking about stretching the flu vaccine back in 2009 with a sometimes deadly adjuvant, squalene. Now, the thing is, scientifically speaking, if they had the right hit on the right vaccine and put it out into the population in the right way, even with squalene, you'd save more lives than not vaccinating. So I'm pro-vaccine, but let's have all the science. And by the way, the vaccine industry is trying to say that those famous simian-contaminated polio vaccines could not have had simian HIV because they tested a batch and there wasn't any HIV in it. Well, let's have all the science, please. That's what you call a statistically insignificant sample. All the science. So there's been no comprehensive testing of that long-gone vaccine, nor is it possible after all these years to rule out that possibility, and no one would produce vaccines in that way now. All the science, please, nor is it irrational that people who have suffered lie after lie, whose children have been mutated by teratogens and damaged by corporate foods, should suddenly trust the pharmaceutical industry. The problem isn't science for me, it's capitalist greed. It's easy to take a sneering academic chauvinist attitude and try to pass it off as unassailable science. This is, of course, class aggression as well, especially now that we are generations past the post-Reagan dumbing down of the educational system. It's a typical case of blaming victims as well. It is well to educate yourself as broadly and deeply as possible, to have some humility when you do try to educate yourself, to seek out educators who can tell you where the gaps in your knowledge are at. Because any gap in your knowledge will be assailed in this manner by shills for the elite classes waving the banner of science. Take nuclear contamination, for example. There have been several snotty-toned articles in the press saying, told you so, the nuclear plume has just reached the American West Coast from Fukushima and it's no big deal. And it is very dilute. Very, very dilute. So there's justification for that. You need a very sensitive instrument to detect the radiation from Fukushima. So you can enjoy your clams and your crabs, swim in the surf, have yourself some sushi, enjoy the beach as usual, but let's have all the science, please. Migratory tuna, or is it migratory, have been caught with whacking doses of radiation. And just a few weeks ago, I encountered tuna at a sushi restaurant downtown that set off my Geiger counter with a persistent 25 to 30% overcount. Now, you have to understand that my Geiger counter isn't for testing food. If you're testing food and it's that obviously radioactive, that means it's going to hurt you if you eat that, and I didn't eat it. Did not eat that piece, and it was interesting to me that the staff at the restaurant did not take umbrage or much react except to strike the cost of that plate from my bill. So, all the science, please. Radioactive metals accumulate in predators and omnivores, and some of the tuna is hot because of that, because of science. And the problem will worsen, not improve, over the next few years. Science. So watch your tuna. Check, I would say, I do not eat tuna without checking it with a Geiger counter. Period. Really love tuna. I've been checking a lot of it. I've been going to this one restaurant. And I've gone to other restaurants and checked them too. So I'm not going to say which one it is because it doesn't matter. It's like, you know, they're all doing this. There's some radioactive tuna out there. Science, okay? So I need you to join KBOO Portland. And I need you to join right now. And I need you to be one of those persons, which comes out to slightly more, you know, KBOO's kind of fantastic in this way, slightly more than 10% of the audience, this is really good, actually feels responsible enough to join up. And those of you who have joined and joined and joined and joined over the years, I'm so grateful to you. And I'm so impressed when it comes around to this time to do this. And y'all call in and join. And I just feel like I'm participating in this motion, this movement. As I was saying when I started off, this has been my choice. This is how I decided to contribute to trying to change the society, was to get out here and give you the news you're not supposed to know. And the attitude of a revolutionary. And Lynn and Will are here, and they're joining me from Membership Central, where they can tell you what we have available for you. And I was mentioning the hoodie, which has been very, very popular, because it just looks fantastic. You know, it's got that attitude of a dark black hoodie, which is well constructed, and it's got that it looks almost like a post-Soviet sort of graphic on it with the star on the transmitter. I just love that hoodie, and you may want to get yourself one. We have other things to offer you as well, but the main thing that we offer you is community radio, and so this means that it's time for you to get your feet wet. If you've been listening to KBOO Portland, become a KBOO, become a member of this. You know, this there's kind of a movement here on the West Coast in this area, this community movement, this we're going to do it ourselves movement, a revolutionary, a dissenting movement. Why not become a part of that? Get your feet wet. $5 a month, I mean, that's just a couple of bus tickets. You can handle that. If you've got a job right now, I think that you should be contributing. The number to call is 877-552-66. Right, Lynn?
Absolutely, absolutely, Teresa. Become part of this community because you're listening to KBOO Community Radio's Winter Membership Drive right at this moment. 877-500-5266 to support KBOO. And I'm here with my friend Will.
Yes, that's me, Will, and I'm glad to be here. It's a privilege to help raise funds for KBOO Radio. It's a great organization, and today is a very appropriate day to get your feet wet, and this is a very appropriate town to get your feet wet. So, yeah, please.
It's easy to do,
funds.
In or outside. Whatever. Either way, it's fine. Yep. It's no problem.
We got a lot of water around here.
That's right.
Yeah, one of the best reasons to call up right now and pledge some support is because of Teresa Mitchell's show. It's one of my favorite shows. I know many other people feel the same way because I talk to them frequently, people who listen to KBOO or tune in specifically for Teresa's show.
On the street
show.
Sometimes. Oh, yeah. People go, it's Teresa Mitchell. Well, this is a great way for you to show your appreciation. Give a call to 877. I'm blanking all of a sudden.
Five
you know
zero
the number,
500-877-500-5266. You can also come in. I'm a receptionist a couple of days a week.
You are.
People come in. They pledge their support that way. They make a donation, and they'll tell me, like, oh, yeah, one of the reasons I came in was because I heard Teresa's show last week, and it was great. And there are so many personal reasons to pledge your support to this radio station, and you can walk in to our
And we love
place.
Every one of them.
20
and
Southeast 8th. I just want to get the address out there. Not sure what that was about.
That's yeah. Me providing a dramatic background to the fact that
you.
This is the time to call in.
Yep. So let's get
that
number out
there. Was that a dramatic background?
Again.
Okay.
877 800-500-5266. It's incredibly important you do this. It could be a great way to start your day, a very positive way to start your day. You call up our phones at 877-500-5266. Pledge your support for KBOO. Pledge your support for the heart of Portland, in my opinion. I mean, I love KBOO. I've been listening to this radio station since I first moved to the city more than 20 years ago now. And Portland's a great city, and I know there's wonderful people out there listening who want to support this radio station, and now is the time to do it. So please pick up your phone, dial 877-500-5266. It's incredibly easy. We have some beautiful and lovely, talented volunteers here waiting to answer the phone eagerly.
Yeah, was I right when I was saying it's $20? The sustaining $20 pledge, you get the
hoodie. That is correct, Teresa.
That fancy hoodie.
Okay, now how about Greg Palast's book? That's how much is that per month?
That is $5 per month.
Hey, that's a getting your feet wet thing. Now, you become a KBOO member when you do that, and you know you're doing the right thing, and you're joining so many responsible people. And, you know, I always say, you know, right now you're struggling, you don't have a job. I'm not talking to you. I don't want to shame you. Don't worry about it. You ain't got the money. This is community radio. But you got a job. You probably got $5 a month. You got $5 in your bank account right now. You'll probably have it next month. So it's so easy. Just spend 3 minutes on the phone with us, 877-500-5266. Thanks, Lynn. And Will, we'll go back out to you in just a moment. But right now I want to talk about this little problem of being, incinerated down to atomic particles. And, let me just read you something from RussiaToday.com, which you're not supposed to read, by the way. There's been some rumbling in Washington that people are reading Russian news media. And you have to remember that it is Russian news media and that they're hopping mad at the U.S. right now. But they write, the NATO response force in Europe might increase to 30,000 troops from the current 13,000. That's according to the alliance's secretary general ahead of a defense minister's meeting in Brussels, Belgium. Most of the troops are set to be stationed near to Russia's borders. Near to Russia's borders. What's going on? Let me return to this article. I expect that the ministers will agree on several important elements of a package that increases our collective defense, said Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on the eve of a meeting of the alliance's 28 defense ministers at NATO headquarters in Russia. Now, departing from the text again, it's always defense, of course. We would never aggress. It's defense. The UK has announced plans, they write, to deploy 1,000 troops and 4 multi-role Typhoon fighter jets to join the response force in Eastern Europe. The spearhead of that force will be 5,000 servicemen distributed among 6 compact command centers in Eastern Europe, with only about 50 officers in each. There is a war in Ukraine. There's a war in Ukraine. I mean, really a war. Towns are getting blown up. I just listened to an idiotic NPR interview in which the former ambassador to the UN... he wasn't ambassador to the UN. He was ambassador to NATO, I think. Anyway, he was claiming that the Russians have been hiding. In his speech, in which he was trying to justify the U.S. confrontation to Ukraine, he's trying to say that the Russians, you know, have invaded and their tanks are there. And as I've been saying week after week, you know, pictures or it didn't happen. It is, of course, an absolute deception. And he's been saying that the Russians are there, but they've been hiding their dead soldiers in unmarked graves in order to fool the world that they're not invading Ukraine. I heard this on OPB, and the interviewer just sort of typically, this is the reason I call it National Pentagon Radio. They just let that go by. That's a ridiculous lie. That's ridiculous. Russia, to make a long story short, is in fact providing arms and assistance to its partisans on the Ukraine-Russia border. And of course, this is in reaction to the open land grab by Obama and Victoria Nuland and the State Department and the Pentagon, who sadly subverted what was once a vibrant anti-corruption and pro-democracy movement, Maidan, in Kyiv, which is far to the west of the action, and who set up neo-Nazi units to military enforce the new order over there on the border with Russia. You must understand that the situation in the Ukraine is now extremely serious, with deaths in the thousands, towns getting blown up, refugees in the millions. This is happening right under the noses of the world and is being kept from you. Go look at the top item on the news, whatever your favorite news aggregator is, and you will not find this in this way. This is extremely serious. And this is to keep you from taking action like going out in the streets and saying, no, war. There is a line of high-powered artillery outside major towns in Ukraine, which is decimating the populations of those towns and creating a hell zone of shattered buildings, and the Russians have bloody well had enough and have stated very specifically and with accompanying physical gestures that they are prepared to escalate to nuclear warfare. They have built up and are deploying nukes in escalations in a new arms race. You and I are now once again in a Cold War-style nuclear standoff, and a sudden escalation or mistake could be the trigger to bring 550 kiloton clusters of bombs on this city and on yours. I cannot emphasize enough how close we are now to annihilation, and this is purely to serve the whims of swaggering fools who want to find a surrogate for their social and sexual inadequacies. The only reason to oppose separatists in Ukraine. I mean, do you really give a damn if Russia keeps eastern Ukraine? The only reason to oppose separatists in Ukraine is to appease swaggering, preening generals to sell expensive weaponry, to control U.S. workers by setting us up in another us versus them arbitrary contention, and the us versus them extends to you and me versus people who are, you know, worshiping the military, of course, and to feed billionaires with stolen agricultural land wealth. It must stop now. There must be no war in Ukraine, no war with Russia, no nuclear stupidity. And now that I've said that, I feel that it just falls flat. I mean, because you need to have some details that you are not hearing on corporate media and that you're not hearing on National Pentagon Radio. It's out there, though. I mean, this is from International Biz Times. Two Russian bombers, which were intercepted over the English Channel by the UK Royal Air Force, have caused disruption to civil aviation and are part of an increasing pattern, the British Foreign Office has said. The Russian military bombers, two Tupolev Tu-95s, were spotted near the coastal town of Bournemouth, according to local reports. The RAF scrambled its Euro Typhoon fighter jets to intercept the planes, which were flying in international airspace close to UK airspace, away from the British coast. Quoting the Foreign Office, while the Russian planes did not enter sovereign UK airspace and were escorted by RAF Typhoons throughout the time they were in the UK area of interest, the Russian planes caused disruption to civil aviation. And what it doesn't say is that one of them was carrying a nuclear anti-submarine bomb, rocket bomb. Second time in 3 months that Russian Tupolev 95s, which have the ability to carry nuclear bombs, have been intercepted by the RAF. Now, the reason Putin is putting these things out here is because he's saying, you cannot go farther. You cannot threaten our borders with these troops. You cannot have a war in Ukraine without us retaliating. What Putin is saying is he doesn't have the troops. He doesn't have the massive, you know, Pentagon-style mobilization. What they have to save money is nuclear weaponry. Let me explain what this nuclear weaponry is about a little bit. You know, it goes bang. You know, it wipes out cities. Well, it does. The one megaton-sized weapon is no longer widely used, according to NukeFix.org. Most of the literature that focuses on one megaton weapons is dated and of limited use for assessing blast damages, principally in the late 50s and 60s, when megaton weapons were in vogue in the U.S. and comprised the bulk of its strategic nuclear weapons. The trend is to move away to larger weapons, and now the Russians typically have 550 kiloton bombs. Now, to compare, remember, I said 550 kilotons, 550,000 tons of extremely radioactive blast, 550,000 tons equivalent blast of dynamite. Imagine what 1 ton would be. The bombs that were dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki were respectively 12 and 21 kilotons. Firecrackers, by comparison, when the bombs come here to Portland, there will be several to make sure that there is nothing left. And 550 kilotons is, that's half a megaton of one, when one hits, or if one hits over Portland, the fires would extend for 100 miles. Not going to survive this. You want to know who will survive this? People who have access to bunkers, people who have special places to go, billionaires will survive this war, and they're just fine with it because you don't matter, because you don't get to hear about it, you don't get to stop it, you don't get to do anything while I say it's time to put a stop to that. And that's why I do the news you're not supposed to know, so you can understand. Let me give you, just before we go back to raising some funds again, we desperately need you right now to, I won't say we're desperate anymore. We've done well the last several pledge drives, and we depend, let me put it that way, we depend on you to contribute. And especially if you've never done it before, I would say start off with that five. And if you've been contributing for a while, or if you'd like to get that hoodie, it's $20 a month. It's 877-552-6666. Because you need this information source. This from SMH.com from Australia. Britain summoned the Russian ambassador on Thursday and asked him to explain why two Russian Bear long-range bombers had flown over the English Channel the previous day, forcing British authorities to reroute civil aircraft. So have you got that the bombers went through the English Channel in a way that said, hello, we're nuclear-armed bombers, here's our nuke, and you civil aircraft can get the hell out of the way. That's how bad it is. And the reason, I mean, most of the, when I talk about 550 kiloton bombs incinerating all major U.S. cities, they're going to be delivered by ICBMs. They're going to be shot up in rockets. It takes 30 minutes for them to achieve partial orbit. They come down. There's no way to stop them, no way to shoot them down. They evade anti-nuclear missiles because they're advanced. I don't know if I got your attention. I got, I've got 3 minutes left to raise money. So, I'll just leave you with, there's a lot more information on that. I'll try to put up some script on the KBOO website. And you can go to smh.com.au, World Russian Bombers Over English Channel. Or, well, just use a search engine. That's easier. Just look up Tupolev 95, and prepare to be shocked. That's just the Tupolev. That doesn't even mention the submarines that are going around with the ICBMs. Those are only 4 minutes away from incinerating us. Need you to join.
Absolutely. We need you to join right now. And you know how you can do that, Will?
Well, you can pick up the phone and dial 877-500-5266.
Easily.
That's 877-500-KBOO. And it doesn't seem like we're rolling back into the 80s with all this, you know, menacing Russians at the border.
Oh, it really does. I was so furious.
I was thinking
Reagan
more like 1940s, but that's another story.
You know, back in...
Well, I just remember the 80s better than
oh,
the
yeah. I mean, back in 81, I was working at a radio station, and I realized I was 4 minutes away from whiskey-class subs that had nuclear weapons that were in the Gulf of Mexico. I was in Texas, so I was 4 minutes away, just as we are right now, and here we are again. And that was utterly stupid. That was Reagan intentionally provoking the Soviets in the Black Sea, so they brought the subs over here. Well, here it is again. And, you know, I don't think God's going to save us. I think this is an insignificant cosmic speck, and if we want to keep the air breathable and the land not burning, we got to stop this war ourselves.
Absolutely.
That's for
and
sure.
One way to do that is to keep this amazing radio station on the air.
To stay informed.
Stay right. Informed with things like Teresa Mitchell and the news you're not supposed to know.
Yep.
A really easy way to help that happen is to dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500 KBOO. Yes, it's eight.
Sorry.
That's
no worries. I'm just so excited.
I know.
This is a great time. This is a great show that Teresa put on. I know how hard she works on her show. I know how much many different information sources she goes to. And it's incredibly fortunate to have the show at your fingertips. Literally, turn on the radio, dial us in at 90.7, the mighty 90.7. And there's KBOO, a great radio station, a great resource. But it does cost money to put this stuff on the air. So please pledge your support and dial 877-500-5266.
And you know, if you're a sustaining member, which many people are, it might be time to just bump that up. $2, $5. That every little bit in the month like that really helps us out. And also, doing it monthly is great for us. And it's good for you. It's not such a big deal to donate $60 as it is $5 a month.
It's a way to fight
donate
back.
It's a way to fight back, absolutely. Or to donate $120 a month by doing $12 a month. Or if hope I'm doing the
math.
$10 a month.
$10 a month. Very
blah,
reasonable.
Blah, 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 math.
Can't get satellite radio for that. Can't
math. You see, I was
that?
Yes. You can. You can't get that.
Nope.
You can't get that at all. So come on, this is the time to do it right now.
And you're the
because
person.
We don't carry advertising. We
absolutely.
We don't like say this show supported by gun manufacturers or this show supported by Bechtel or you know we don't do that. You the listeners fund this radio station.
Yes,
and
we
run
come to you a couple times
budget,
a year.
But shoestrings do cost a few bucks, and so we need you to dial 877-500-5266. We
I
want
see
to thank
Pear
everybody
outside the window. Thank you, Will. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you,
and,
Teresa,
and thank,
for all
thank
your
all
work.
Those, yeah, thanks. Thanks to those of you who called in. This is an exciting time. I really do enjoy getting the chance to fight back and to join all of you who help us to fight back with information against the ignorance that allows the elites to control us. This is KBOO Portland going out to you via 90.7 FM on our terrestrial transmitter on that grand red and white tower that you can see on the West Hills and via KBOO.FM to all the ships at sea.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 38th Annual Portland International Film Festival, which begins February 5th with a screening of Wild Tales at the Fox Tower and continuing through February 21st at many locations all over Portland. This year's festival brings over 150 films from around the globe to the Portland metro area. Again, that's the 38th Annual Portland International Film Festival, running through February 21st. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Well, good morning. This is Per Fogring, and the show is Fight the Empire. And our guest today is Loretta Napoleoni, who has written several best-selling books on terrorism, including Rogue Economics, Terror in